This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Physicians trained in other countries face big challenges getting licensed in the U.S. You see that here in Massachusetts, as we're home to roughly 3,000 immigrant doctors unable to practice. WBUR's Simone Rios tells us the stories of two, one who's given up dreams of practicing medicine in the States, and another, a family doctor from Iran, still struggling to return to her vocation.
Since she was 2 years old, Elisa Tristan Cheever wanted to be a physician. And by the time she was 30, she had a busy practice as a pediatric surgeon in Brazil.
I graduated. I did a general surgery. After general surgery, I did everything again to become a pediatric surgeon.
All that schooling took more than 10 years. But in the early 2000s, a financial crisis in the country prompted her to migrate to the U.S. with hopes of continuing to practice here. But from performing surgery in Brazil, she found herself scrubbing toilets in Boston.
Dunkin' Donuts. I work in a laundry. I work as a host at Bertocci's. I work as a pizza delivery. And every night I was trying to study and at the same time applying.
Applying for better jobs. And she was studying for the U.S. medical licensing exam, something all doctors need to pass before getting a residency. It's a crucible, even for someone who hasn't received a medical degree in another country. Tristan Cheever says she learned what many foreign medical grads learn when trying to get licensed in the United States. On paper, it's a straightforward process, but only if you have enough money and time can you properly dedicate yourself to the study needed to pass the so-called STEP exams. Tristan Cheever realized she had higher priorities.
Why? Because I brought my family. I brought my kids. I brought my parents. I cried many times. Yes, but I couldn't show this to my family.
While some international medical grads are struggling to get licensed, others have resigned to working in different fields. Tristan Cheever is an administrator at Cambridge Health Alliance, and she's working on a master's in public health at Northeastern. She says she could make at least another $100,000 as a doctor, but she's come to terms with that. International medical graduates are common in Massachusetts. According to a state task force report from 2014, more than a quarter of the 33,000 doctors here are foreign-born, and two-thirds of them were educated overseas. Advocates say allowing more foreign-trained doctors to practice could satisfy future demand.
Nationally, there's a projected shortage of physicians of more than 130,000 over the next decade. So, and Massachusetts certainly is not immune from that shortage, particularly in our rural parts of the state.
State Senator Jason Lewis chairs the Joint Committee on Public Health.
It's absolutely a critical need that we do have more physicians, and particularly being able to tap immigrant professionals is a great way to address that need.
Lewis recently filed an amendment to examine the state of foreign doctors in Massachusetts. The measure was cut from the budget, but Lewis says he'll bring it up again in the months to come. He says it's not about lowering the bar for foreign-trained doctors, but helping them get the opportunity to meet the standards. Lewis learned of the challenges immigrant doctors face from a constituent who did her training in Iran.
So many people, they said, okay, you can do nursing, you can do this. With all the respect I have for all the healthcare professionals, I was born to be a doctor. It's in my blood. I cannot kill that. Unfortunately, I think like a doctor. I feel like a doctor.
Afsane Moradi came to the U.S. in 2004. After studying for 5 years, she passed all the necessary exams. But then she encountered the highest barrier of all, landing a residency. And she's been trying to do so without luck for another 5 years. Moradi says her family is banking on her becoming a doctor here. But if she doesn't get a residency match, it could mean the family returns to Iran. She's willing to accept that because it also means returning to medicine.
I'm an American. This is my country, too. And it's sad. I mean, I don't want to leave the other part of me here and go to Iran. But yes, unfortunately, I came to the point thinking that this year, if I don't get MASH, I might go to Iran.
Nearly 95% of doctors who studied at American medical schools get residencies. But for those trained abroad, just half enter that elite circle. So why the disparity? Atul Grover of the American Association of Medical Colleges.
If you think about a domestic residency program, They're going to know the medical schools best that are in their local area, in their region, in the nation, and they'll have the most experience with those graduates. If you're looking at international graduates, it may be that a individual program would not know a school as well.
Grover says the number of residencies is not keeping pace. His organization is calling on the government to fund thousands of new residency slots.
Federal funding for residency positions has effectively been frozen since 1997. So, you know, we're looking at 20 years of saying we're not going to support our share of the costs for training physicians, which has led to, in large part, the physician shortage.
But some experts question whether there's a physician shortage on the horizon. Dr. Fitzhugh Mullen at the George Washington University Health Workforce Institute says the growth of residency slots is on track to meet demand. Mullen says international graduates are indispensable. About one in four doctors practicing in the U.S. were trained abroad. But that does not mean more residencies should be created to accommodate doctors who may have made a bad bet leaving their countries.
The notion that somehow we're deficient because we don't give them a residency is not fine. The number of residencies we ought to have some way ought to correspond to the number of docs we need, not the number of people in the world who want to be doctors.
For Mullen, there's no crisis in the fact that thousands of foreign doctors are unable to get licensed. He says the real problem is in countries of origin that lose doctors to wealthy countries like this one. Mullen says the U.S. absorbs some 6,000 doctors from the rest of the world each year, the majority from poor countries that need their services. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.